that it? I hope so.
Okay. By telling you that I really consider this one big bridge family. And you know, when you have a big family, you have a lot of pleasure and you have some heartache. So before we start with the celebration of being together, I would like to take a moment to remember some very special members of our bridge community who have passed away since our last meeting. Miriam Martin was the 1999 Goodwill Member of the Year. Andy O'Grady, Jim Linhart, Grant Bays, and Bernie Chazen. It is the million happy memories of them in life that makes the sadness of their passing bearable. Please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. So, good afternoon. My name is Eileen Osofsky, and I have the privilege of being the chair of this committee. My assistants, Bonnie Bagley and Carol Sanders, and I welcome you to this, our 57th Spring North American Bridge Championship. We'd like to welcome those Goodwill members attending their first Goodwill meeting. So please stand and introduce yourself and tell us where you are from, because we know that people sometimes can't get to the different districts where the meetings are held. So if there's anybody here who's a Goodwill member, that this is their first meeting, good.
I'm Sam Hayes, and I've actually been a member of the Goodwill Committee for about 10 years, but this is my first one.
So you see I'm right. I'm happy you're here.
Oregon.
Oh, he's from Oregon, right. And how about you?
I'm Joyce Ryan, and I'm with Unit 174. I'm a board member. This is my first year.
Thank you for being here.
I'm Bob Farmer. I'm a biologist at Unit 176. I'm a new member of the committee. This is my first
year. Well, well.
I'm Jenny Dickey. I'm from Unit
161 in District 10, and I'm still buzzed going off. I'm about to be Kim White. I'm a new member of the committee, but this is not my first committee meeting.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Anyway, so thank you for being here, and we're glad you're part of the family. Oh, I'm sorry. My God. Jolie.
Okay, I'm Jolie Hess, and I am president of Unit 174 in Houston, and we are so glad to have all of you all there. We thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
See, I told you I'd pick on you if you didn't do that, didn't I? Well, every member of this group is very special to us, and we meet in different districts through the years, and we like to honor the local district members. So if you are from District 16, know that this reception is truly in your honor. So please stand so that we can let you know how happy we are to be with you and applaud you for all the work you do for this district. Now, I'd like to introduce and welcome two new members of the Board of Directors, but one of them isn't here at the moment, but the other one is Paul Janenke from District 2. Did I say your name right? Welcome. Well, it seems that only yesterday, that we were here in Houston, but in fact, 7 years have passed, and everything seems bigger and better. And even in these trying times, there is so much to celebrate. Big things are happening in Houston. The Houston Chronicle, one of the largest papers in the U.S., famous for nearly never recognizing the bridge world, gave us the front page on Thursday. Now that's a big thing. TV anchors interviewed our players and even put the tapes on the channel, so that's amazing. So the tournament publicity chair, Jane Armstrong, was the driving force. And we were visited by Life Master astronaut Greg Johnson. I hope you had the chance to meet him, because there's one thing I don't know if everybody knows, that every astronaut is permitted to take 10 small important objects along on a mission. Now, Greg chose to take the Ace of Spades. He presented this card, which had circled to the world 16 times, to Jay Baum and Jerry Fleming for their archives. Greg had hoped to join us today, but because the space shuttle was launched yesterday, all the astronauts are on duty at the center. Another great thing that happened since we're here is a fellow Texan was elected to the Hall of Fame. And I'm doing this a little bit out of order, so I have to move my papers. So, I want to congratulate our latest candidate for the Hall of Fame. He will be inducted at the banquet this summer in Washington, D.C., and we are honored that he is here now. And a Hall of Famer has a few thoughts to share about yet one more Texas star, Mark Lehr. The speaker I have. Over here, Betty Ann.
I have had the great pleasure to be the friend of Mark Lehr for many years. He is a real star of Texas, having been born and raised in Canyon, Texas, and continues to live there. Mark is the epitome of a Southern gentleman. His deportment at and away from the table is impeccable. He never fails to compliment an opponent for making a fine play against him. Mark's devotion to his family, his beautiful wife Sally with the eyes the color of Texas blue bonnets, his four children, twin sons and two girls, and two grandchildren, it's a sight to see. He is a born-again Christian, and abides by his faith on a daily basis. Mark is one of the world's truly great players, highly respected and deeply feared by his opponents. I am honored to be your friend, and I love you, Mark. And let's all welcome the newest member of the 2009 Hall of Fame, Mark Lehrer.
You just have to say.
Okay, hold it in.
Now, I want to introduce the chairman of the Hall of Fame committee, a Hall of Famer himself, Steve Robinson.
Okay. Actually, there are three ways to get in the Hall of Fame. You can get on the ballot and get elected like Mark Blair did. Okay. You can get the Von Zetlitz Award, which I guess you saw in the bulletin today that Agnes Gordon got. You know, players that would be elected in their time, but nobody here would know how good they are. And the third way of getting elected to the Hall of Fame is the Blackwood Award. The Blackwood Award, you know, Alan Truscott, Henry Francis, Jeff Rubin, and Marshall Miles, to name a few, have received that award. The Blackwood Award is for individuals who have contributed greatly to the game of bridge without necessarily being world-class players. Okay? This year, the Hall of Fame committee has unanimously selected our latest candidate to be in the Hall of Fame, and that is the chairman of this committee, Eileen Ostrowski. She'll be inducted in Washington along with Mark Lehrer.
Oh, my God.
Right. Okay.
Now I really am screwed up. I want to tell you, it's more than I could believe. This is an honor that I just can't believe it. I mean, I could die now. My cup runneth over. I tell you, I do this because I love it, because you people always make me feel so warm and welcome, and I just better shut up. I didn't think I was a crier. I mean, I don't think I'll ever surprise anybody again. I thank you all for this tremendous honor. I thank my friends. I just don't tell my son I didn't know what to say. Family, I tell you, I know that my husband kept asking me all these years, why do you keep going? I said, because this is a group of people that every time they walk through the door, I'm so glad to see that they're still alive and that I'm still alive to be with them. So what can I tell you? And I know I'm never going to be. I sat and watched two real champions playing bridge the other day, and I sat and watched them, and I said to myself, now I know I'll never really be a player, because I really can't think that long. I mean, you know, they sit there to be in the Hall of Fame with the likes of the people that are in it that I've always looked up with,
with such admiration and awe, it's hard to believe. Just to be nominated would have been a thrill, but this is the end. So I want to thank all the people that nominated me and the people that elected me, and I want to thank the Hall of Famers that are here right now: Carol Sanders, Mark Lehr, Alan Sontag, Zeke Jabbour. Right? No? Then you should be there before me, let me tell you, honey. I don't know. Is there anyone that I missed? Betty, how did I know? Did I call you a Hall of Famer? And Steve Robinson? I thank you so much. I'm going home. Anyway, now what am I doing? All right. I don't think I'll ever have a heart attack. I'll tell you that right now. Well, I thank you for this tremendous honor, and I better get back to work or they'll fire me. Oh. What should I do next? Okay. All right. Well, I've told you, big things are happening in Houston, and that's it. That's a big thing. Yeah, I don't know. Peter Boyd, where are you? Come on up, because I want to congratulate you also for getting the Sportsman Award. We're very proud of you. I'm going to make this my. Thank you. You all know that Alan Sontag is a very close friend of our family. And so, I almost feel like my son is sitting there, so I thank you for being here. I thank you all for being here, my God. Anyway, now, to go back to where I was in the beginning, if I can find the space. This entire tournament committee looked very familiar because they were all the same people who worked the 2002 tournament, man for man, woman for woman. It was a part of the story how that came about. When you want to mobilize a crew, call Carolyn Fox. I think that was her name, right? She had a plan. Call people who sleep late, early in the morning, and people who go to bed early, late at night, and telling them that everyone else has signed on to have the whole 2002 group doing it. Well, it worked like a charm. They all believed it. So it that's the way to do it if you want to get somebody working. Now, I must commend the district board for corralling such an outstanding tournament committee. Under the leadership of caring, efficient, and effective chairs, and with the help of many volunteers from the start to this moment, I didn't know it was going to be to this moment, I truly mean it now, everything and everyone has been super, or as the caddies would say, awesome. And while I'm on the subject, I'd like the chief tournament chairman, Eric Snow, to please come up with his right hand and his left hand, Tony Snow and Betty Starzak, and share some thoughts with you and tell us among them about the Unit Goodwill Committee.
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion.
Don't give her the mic.
Thank you, Eileen. I think that we're really pleased to have another national here in 2009, so soon after the 2002 tournament, and we're very pleased that essentially all of the committee chairs who served with us in 2002 and did such a terrific job are doing it again this year, and again this year I think they're doing a terrific job. I'd like y'all to give them a big hand. I seem to be getting a lot of the credit, but I have to say that Betty and Tony are the ones that have carried most of the load. I kind of sit back in the back, and I'm the figurehead, I guess, maybe. They do all the work. So they're the ones that really deserve the credit. Eileen asked me to speak a little bit tonight about the unit, or the district's good unit goodwill award. It's kind of a mouthful, and it's a little confusing to our people, and I'm sure it's confusing to everyone else. We patterned it after programs in several other districts, so we didn't invent it. But in essence, what we do is we ask each unit board to pick two people, one or two people, out of their unit that are the goodwill people in their unit, the people who make the game pleasant, make the game friendly, make the game fun, so that new players who come don't come and run into a bunch of people that they say, well, gee, I'm never coming back because I don't like those people. So the idea is to recognize those unit-level people who don't normally come to the regionals, don't normally come to the nationals, they don't normally travel to tournaments out of town, but they're there every night, every week, doing what needs to be done so that the new people who come have a good time and come back. So what we do is we ask each unit to pick one or two of their people, send the names to us so that we can publish them in our district newsletter. We send an award pin back to that unit so that they can have a ceremony at their chosen venue, at their chosen time, so their people can be there to receive the award in person. One of the problems we have, if we try to do it at a central location like a regional or et cetera, a lot of those people don't travel, and so they're not there to receive it. So we think that it works much better to have it done at the unit level where they can do it at the right time so the people are there to actually receive that. We've been doing it. I think we kicked it off in 2006. And that year we actually did it at the Nationals because that was our kickoff. But since then, we've had each unit do their own thing. Anything else? That's all right. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here. Absolutely. Betty?
Down here.
Down here.
You weren't surprised, were you? Here, I can stand right here. Okay. Oh, my. Okay.
Thank you very much, Eric. See, my whole idea is, and it's, you know, I said once that Martin Luther King had a dream, and I had a theme. I really wanted to hope that more and more people would take ownership of being responsible to have people want to come back to play bridge, that they would encourage people to let them know how much they appreciate the work that they do. And so that makes me feel good when I hear that any one of the districts or units does put in place a goodwill, their own goodwill committee. So, now, back to the board. Please welcome Jerry Fleming, our new president. This is Jerry's first official meeting as president. To having a wonderful year with Jerry and his lovely wife, Marion. Now, it's no surprise that Jerry will be taking care of the entire organization, but his number one focus will be the clubs, because I heard him tell the club owners and teachers that he believes that the clubs are where the newer players are nurtured, and I really think that is so true. So, thank you so much.
Eric, Tony, Betty, Eileen, Jay Bob, Jeff Johnston, the volunteers here in Houston, and the district people in Texas that have done so much to put on this tournament and put on such a great tournament so far. Thank you very much for all you've done. I'm happy to be here, and I'm very proud to be associated with you. This is a goodwill meeting, and I guess maybe we get kind of in the groove every now and then of coming to the goodwill meeting at each of these tournaments and just having a little camaraderie and socialization. But I thought when I was sitting there tonight, if each of you would just take a second and stop and think what it was like, what it meant, and what it felt like when you were first nominated to the Goodwill Committee. From my own perspective, it felt pretty good, and it meant that at least some people recognized the goodwill and the efforts and the volunteerism that went into making that nomination. And I want to congratulate each and every one of you for having gone through that experience, and it's kind of neat to think of once in a while. There's a little sign over there on the wall that apparently one of the goodwill things is to mentor a new player. Well, the board has passed a measure in its meeting here that might help you do that a little bit more and make both the mentor and the mentee feel a little bit more comfortable. And that is that we are now allowing, at local option, clubs and tournaments to run sanctioned games based on average master points, pair games and team games. So if that works for you and it gets more people out and gets people with experience to ask people that don't have so much experience to play with them, it's part of goodwill, it's part of growing our game, and I think it's well worth a chance. That said, I've said enough, and thank you very much for being here and for all you do.
And there's no rest for the weary, so I would like to welcome our CEO, Jay Baum. He's here to share a few words with you. Sometimes I let him be just a guest, but today I said, no, I want to hear from you.
Actually, I forced Eileen to let me speak.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Larrick, congratulations.
Thank you.
Eileen, congratulations. In the ACBL, we really only have two things that we have to offer. One is master points, and the other is goodwill. I, along with my wife, and probably my wife has taught me this more than anyone else, that she judges people on how they treat other people's children. And I will tell you that the two people going into the Hall of Fame here certainly belong in other halls of fame, because the way they treat other people's children, in particular, personally mine, I want to say thank you. The first time I met Mark Lair, he threw his kids in the car, and when they turned 16, his twin boys, and said, "Drive to Omaha," and got in the back seat and went to sleep. He'd been at the tournaments for a couple of years. They just gotten their license, and Mark came up, and we enjoyed some time at a baseball game or two. With Eileen, I think all of you know how she treats everyone. But in particular, my children, you've been so kind to them. On behalf of the ACBL, I thank that, number one, Eileen, after playing against you and your son Alan, I don't think you or him would ever get, you know, voted into the Hall of Fame. You each took a turn, and
how would you pick up on kid?
And quite frankly, you both flunked the test. But I will tell you that Alan is aware of what's happening. And that dinner that you and Michael, Kathy, and I'm going to collect them in Washington, because Mike will be there. At any rate, in spite of the economy, the ACBL is doing great. It's great to have you people do what you do best, which is spread the word, spread goodwill, and have some fun. And this meeting has been the highlight of my 7 years. Thanks.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Well, I was very fortunate to have had the opportunity to chat with Dan Morse, District Director of District 16, and his lovely wife, Joan. Dan is celebrating his 50th year as an ACBL member and his 40 years as a volunteer. He shared with me that Houston has hosted five NABCs, 61, 70, 78, 2002, and 2009, and told me something about the rich bridge history of Texas. It goes back to the 50s, when there was the Texas team of Heath, Hodge, Fain, and Gerber, the father of the four club Gerber Convention. Then in the 70s and 80s, there were the Dallas, which I said to Dallas Cowboys, and Elaine Ware said, no, Dallas Aces. And then she said to me, well, you can call them the Dallas Cowboys. So I did. With Wolf, Hammond, Jacoby, Lawrence, Eisenberg, and Goldman. And as you know, Texas Bridge continues to have many shining stars. While Texas has been the proving ground for many bridge greats, it has also been the training ground for many of the Memphis employees. The list is quite long and includes Sue Emery, Julie Greenberg, Charlotte, and Gary Blaze, and I'm particularly happy to see Charlotte here because she worked with me so many years. Charlotte, you're a star. And though he wasn't working with the ACBL at the time, I was told that Brent Manley served time in Texas as a journalist. Is that true?
I was born in Texas, and I loved my 5 years here in Houston.
You'll see, I listen to what I'm told. So this is the point where I was going to induct Mark. But I didn't really know if everybody that is in the Vanderbilt would be able to stay, and so that's why I put it ahead. Remember I said I'm taking this out of order? So now, this is what I was going to say, that you were still another Texas shining star, and I thought it was cute that Betty Ann called you a star, too. So, see, two great minds. So now, in a group as large as ours, we can never say thank you enough to the many people who give so much of their time, effort, and themselves to this sport. So every year, the president has the privilege of selecting a volunteer of the year. So last year's president, Dan Morse, you hear that name again, he's also our chairman of the board, selected two amazing men, and he is here to tell you about them. So, is Dan Moore still here?
Yep.
Okay.
Let me get this up a little bit higher for me.
Okay.
Well, last year, I was honored to be able to select Volunteers of the Year. And I went all around the country, W clubs, and saw a lot of really nice volunteers. But then I came back here and I said, you know, we have people right here in Houston that have done just anything that needed to be done, or ask or whatever. So I decided, and I had trouble picking one, so I picked two co-volunteers of the year. I'm going to talk about Eric Snow first. Eric Snow is one of them. Eric has done just about everything needed to be done. He's been president of our unit a couple of times, president of our district a couple of times, chairman of a couple of our NABCs, and he still goes out and helps pack up the sectionals at the end of the tournament, put the tables and chairs up. He does everything that everybody's ever asked. And he also is chairman of our award committee. He does the awards for everything, and Texas Star Jacoby Award, and helps work out on the Goodwill Awards. He's also the recipient of a lot of these awards, too, the Jacoby Award. He and his wife have been Jacoby Award winner and many things like that. I don't know what to say, but he's worn so many hats and done so many times in so many years like that. He just good. Do we have an award for them?
We sure do.
Eric, can you come forward? This is for you, an award we have for you for being the Volunteer of the Year. But I appreciate your service to Bridge. It's been terrific.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Stay here just a few minutes because I want to talk about our other outstanding person here, Bert Onstott. Bert Onstott, I think, Bert, are you here?
No.
He's out of town.
All right. He's out of town. Well, Bert is someone that does anything needs to be done also. He has been president of the unit a couple of times. He's also done the stacks for the unit and the NAOP and the Grand National Teams. He also is the most organized person in the world. He organizes everything. He organizes the for the tournaments, the money, how the sign-out sheets and how they figure everything. And he also did the partnership online that we've been wanting to do for many years. So now we can do partnerships on the Internet for our tournaments and for here also. He revamped the district website and made it much better and easier to use. And he had to be out of town. His daughter, I think, got married or something. Some bad excuse anyway. So, and another location. So he had to go to that. So he's not here. He'll probably be back playing tomorrow, but he has done just everything that needs to be done. He's a retired chemical engineer. And he's been the unit photographer, and he's done just whatever needs to be done for the unit. And I'm very pleased that these guys are both right here in Houston and done so much for Bridge. Anyway, thank you very much, Bert.
Okay.
Okay.
No, just a minute. So, we weren't sure that we were going to have the awards right here this time. So, the American Contract Bridge League National Goodwill Committee proudly applauds the selection of Eric Snow as the ACBL Volunteer of the Year for 2009 and enthusiastically thanks him for his exemplary and steadfast service to the game of bridge and its community. So you, now this is from us.
Thank you very much.
And this is from...
I gave him one.
Oh, right. Okay.
Those are Bert.
And these are for Bert. So would you take them and give them to him?
I will.
That would be great.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tony, I'm standing in front of him. No, just kind of do it.
Okay.
As you stay there.
All right.
Now, it turns out that this meeting is truly all about Texans. We have one more mystery guest that we would like to talk about. But as always, we need a partner in crime. So, Tony Snow, will you please come up? She's going to talk. Okay.
I had the privilege in 2002 when we honored my good friend Gary Blaze, and I wrote a limerick for him. And Eileen asked me to write one this time, but the only thing I could think of to rhyme with Betty was sweaty. And she's not. She is most assuredly full of goodwill. Would you come on up, Betty? Eileen has something for you.
Okay,
Eileen and I have been discussing this, and we decided that there's one person that deserved to be in the Goodwill Committee that's not officially a member, and we wanted to make Betty Starzy an official member of the Goodwill Committee. Congratulations, Betty.
All right.
I can never get these open, so...
Yeah, you may just hand it to her. I can't get them open.
I think I'll just give it to you, okay. And we'll get your husband to put it on you for you. Anyway,
okay.
A well-deserved honor.
Well-deserved honor. Right. Come on in.
I can stand in front of Dan, too.
All right.
Surprise, surprise.
Okay. Well... These are the kind of things that make me happy, so I am a very happy woman. Now, I just want to tell you two small things, and then we have something very special to do. Elaine Saeed told us about Eight is Enough, a Swiss team made up of A, B, and C players. A few weeks ago, I participated in such a tournament. It was the first time the local bridge club scheduled it, and the house was very full. It was very well received.
especially by the team that won, which was 4B players. So that, I tell you, they heard about it from Elaine, someone that was from the Goodwill Committee that is from Phoenix, but it was also on the Carol, I think it's Carol Robinson that does the website, is that right? Somebody does the ACBL website, the club website, and they read about it on the website. So I want to tell you that they said that this was a very, very successful tournament, the ABC, where you put an A player that has 3 points, a B player has 2, and a C player has 1. So I just want to tell you that things that are heard here, they go back and do it. And also in Phoenix, we had a sectional where there were 4 tables of elementary and middle school students playing in a mini match. And we made all of them student members of the ACBL. And that was the first ever for Phoenix as well. And they were very, very excited. So I want just to share that things are really happening. And the big thing, one of the big things today, is that during the summer I was asked if the charity committee could make their presentation at our meeting. I was delighted. Because think of this. While we play the game we love, we are helping to raise money for those agencies that are helping people in need. Now, what greater show of goodwill is there? Today, the presenters are the Houston Charity Committee Chair, Carol Shankos, I hope I said that right, and the President of the Houston Unit and Charity Committee member, Jolie Hess, who is our new Goodwill member. So if you two ladies will come up and one after the other and do your presentations, we will be very happy. And I know that some of you have to leave because the games, you have to get to the eat and the games.
Hi, y'all. I'm Carol Shanehaus, and I'm the chairman for District 16 Charity Committee. As you know, ACBL Charity Foundation allocates funds every year to five districts, and this year it is District 16. Our committee has made 4 selections for recipients, and I'm going to present 2 of them, and Jolie will present the other 2. Those who were selected to receive these grants for this time around are Bluebird Circle here in Houston, Services in Hearing Dogs of Texas, Meals on Wheels Plus from Abilene, and the Lubbock Outreach Center from Lubbock. And if you would come forward, Lynette, this is Lynette Wilson from Lubbock, and she'll be receiving a $5,000 grant that our committee selected.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Just on behalf of Family Guidance and Outreach Center of Lubbock, I cannot tell you what this will mean to the 15,000 to 20,000 parents and children that we serve each year. Our mission is the prevention of child abuse and neglect, and I cannot tell you how this money will help us make a difference in the lives of children. Last year in the state of Texas, there were 220 children who died as a result of child abuse. We will make a difference, and it is because of your generosity and the fact that you care about helping others. We'll make a difference. Please know that as you continue what you love to do. And thank you so much.
Howard Wilkins from Abilene has graciously agreed to accept the check for Meals on Wheels Plus from there. Howard, who is also a Goodwill member.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've always wondered what it would be like to win the lottery. And we did this year. Meals on Wheels serves shut-ins who frequently have no public contact. Meals on Wheels furnishes one good, balanced, nutritious meal, and the people, volunteers, go in and they actually visit with these people and encourage them and also try to determine if they have other needs. On behalf of Meals on Wheels, I thank ACBL and the Goodwill Committee for this wonderful gift.
Hi, once again, I'm Jolie Hess, and I'm president of this unit 174. Okay, once again, I'm Jolie Hess, and I am president of Unit 174 here in Houston. And we are very honored that our unit was receiving two of the grants for service for clubs here and different things here in Houston. Okay, first we have the Texas Hearing and Service Dogs, and I would like Joyce McNeely of that organization to come up, please. Joyce is actually one of the trainers of the dogs, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and she's going to explain a little bit exactly what they do.
Hi, thank you. A little bit about what Texas Hearing and Service Dog does is they actually take sheltered... I'm sorry, can you hear me now? Is that better? Okay. They take shelter dogs that are in the shelters all around Texas, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston. Also, the rescue groups like a breed rescue, like Collie Rescue. I know they got one dog from there last year. And also from... they've even had some kids that are in juvenile, raise the puppies and train them to a certain point and then donate the dog to Texas Hearing and Service Dogs. And I think Texas A&M also has done that with them as well. So these dogs have really come from all over the state, and a lot of them are in the shelters. And they take a dog like Eclipse over here, who has been wonderful. Eclipse was probably... in a shelter waiting to be adopted by some loving family or possibly going to be euthanized within a few days. So Texas Hearing and Service Dog comes in, will adopt the dogs, evaluate them, evaluate their health, get them the what they need to get better if they are sick, and foster them out to people like me who can help get them better or even give them a little bit of training. And then we give them back to Texas Hearing and Service. Yes, it breaks my heart to give them back because I love each and every one of them. But I know that they go to do so much good. And anyways, that's part of where they get their dogs from and what they do. And am I leaving anything?
Introduce Barbara as one of our...
Okay, Barbara Babbitt is also, she received the dog last July, and so it's Barbara Babbitt and Eclipse.
And what does Eclipse do for Barbara?
She doesn't know.
I'm not really sure what she does. I didn't train Eclipse. I wish I did.
We're working on looking at the opponent's cards, but...
So much, because this donation will go to do so much good. I mean, these guys are like rock stars to me. I just think they're so great. So it really goes to help a lot of people, and they even have done this in the last couple years. They're doing military. So if somebody has been in the military, people coming back from Iraq that have disabilities or need help, they're in line for those dogs too. And I would like to say that these dogs take a lot of money to get trained, and this donation will really help go for the services of that training. And I'm talking too long. See?
Joyce. I'm out of detail.
Joyce, come on down. We're going to get one for the dog.
Here. Come on. Here. Turn around. Come on.
There you go. of the other grant is the Blue Bird Circle of Houston, who does wonderful, wonderful things. And Susie Rhodes, would you please come up? My pleasure to present you this check for $5,000, and if you'll just give us a few words of what the Bluebird Circle does.
Thank you so much. First of all, thank you so much, American Contract Bridge League, for helping us in our effort to treat the special children that we see at the Bluebird Clinic at Texas Children's Hospital. The Bluebird Circle was started actually in 1923 by a group of women here in Houston intent on serving the needs of handicapped children back in those days. Skip forward to 2008, and we have seen 14,000 neurologically challenged children in our clinic at Texas Children's. We Bluebirds do the work, the administrative work there, the computer work there, everything but treat the children because we don't have our medical license. But it's organizations such as yours that enable us to continue this work for these children from all over the world, not just Houston. This next year in 2009, we expect to see 16,000 children in 12 or 13 clinics, specialized neurological clinics, and we also have a world-renowned, award-winning research laboratory. Thank you so much, American Contract Bridge League, for your generosity and the recognition that you have given us.
Okay. I love having my pictures.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Eileen, we want to thank you for letting us intrude on this goodwill.
Well, you didn't.
Thank you very much.
You didn't intrude. You made it very special. This is, I must tell you, this is what the most momentous meeting of my life. And I go to a lot of meetings, I'll tell you that. Anyway, I have just two things planning ahead. Jim Perkin and Rick Barr told me that the Collegiate Championship event was the largest ever that 30 teams entered. 8 teams, Harvard, Princeton, Davidson, the University of Chicago, North Carolina, and Stanford, and one other, will compete in Washington, D.C. for this year's Educational Foundation Collegiate Team Championship. The Educational Foundation, the ACBL, and Bridge Base Online have helped resurrect this event. 26 teams entered the qualifying phase, equaling the largest entry. Well, see, that's two things different, right? Well, we hope to have these participants join us at the Goodwill Day this summer. There are two people that are here that I forgot to introduce, and I apologize to them, but I'm sure you want to know them. One is Kay Teal, who is one of our Goodwill Members of the Year. I think before. And the other is our new Board of Governors chairman, who did a most magnificent meeting the other day, Mike Cavell. Did I change your name? I also want to tell you that the second Youth NABC will also be held in Washington, and Patty Tucker has many great ideas for the growth of this championship event. So look for it in Washington. I want to thank you for sharing this time with us. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Please wear your Goodwill pins and your smiles. Have safe traveling, and I hope to see you in Washington.
up. I hope it was recording. I hope it was recording.